TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You know what I'm counting down to? Not Thanksgiving, not Christmas. I am counting down to the Sabres Road Crew Party in Nashville, and it is less than 2 months away, and it's an afternoon watch party on Monday, January the 19th. It's going to be amazing. Alumni, tons of prizes, giveaway specials, all the rest of it, and when we enjoy that game, Sabres at Carolina together, then you get ready for the Sabres in Nashville the very next night. Proceeds support the Sabres Foundation. Secure your spot at sabres.com/roadcrew. I am also hoping for a cameo from Darren Dreger at the Road Crew Party. We'll see if we can get it out of Marty's budget over the holiday season.
Yeah, I'm just admiring the backdrop there in the office, and I'm reminded my wife, Holly, has been away visiting our son out west, and I was supposed to have not necessarily the Christmas decorations up and fully affixed, but at least ready and available. So that reminds me, I've got some work to get done this afternoon.
How far west is your boy? Where's he hanging out?
Saskatchewan, yeah, playing a little senior hockey and living the dream. So,
I love it. Amazing.
Yeah, freezing the drive. You got to freeze the driveway, though, Drags. You're right. That's what you got to do before you can plow.
Freeze the driveway.
So you got to freeze the driveway.
People don't understand what you're talking about. So quick explanation. It is a gravel driveway. And if you're going to plow successfully in the winter and not spray rocks everywhere through your windows and all of that, you put a coat of ice. And then the snow settles into the ice. It grips because the temperatures are frigid. Mm-hmm. And the snowblower just glides nicely across.
We think Buffalo, we have a lot of snow. That's when you have cold and snow in Saskatchewan. We have to freeze your driveway so you don't break windows. That's the way it goes.
It's actually one of my biggest entrepreneurial regrets in life is that when I experienced a lot of what Darren was talking about while living in Alberta, I should have opened a windshield repair place.
Yes.
Long before they became a big thing with all the major companies because I probably would be retired by now. Yes. Anyway, on to hockey. Marty, lead us up.
Okay, well, let's start with the question of the week, as always, but it feels like now we're getting later. We're getting to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So Alex Tuck. You know, the market for the UFAs next summer is starting to be smaller and smaller because all the guys are being signed, but Tuck isn't signed.
No.
So do you think that he could play the, I'm going to go to the market next summer and be the big fish in the small pond because of his status and everybody else being signed?
Yeah, I mean, there's been speculation around that, and it would make good sense, wouldn't it? When you look at the environment, as you've just described here, Marty, the free agent frenzy on July 1st might be just a trickle, let's be honest here. So Alex Tuck might have a captivated market, but the messaging that I'm getting from both sides, to be fair here, not just Buffalo, but from the Alex Tuck camp is that, you know, don't extrapolate from anything. Certainly not the speculation around his case. There's been no decision made. And that includes, even though, you know, there's not a lot of heavy lifting in terms of the discussion negotiation happening, which suggests there is a gap yet. Of course, there would be. Nobody wants to divulge the significance of that gap. Is it term specifically? The money, for sure, no doubt about that. But no decision has been made by the Tuck side to say, okay, all right, you know, we're heading into the holiday season. We're just going to park this. And there's no appetite to do that unless there's a sudden mood change, which I'm not predicting, by the way. They're fine to just keep the door open on both sides until July 1st. Again, to be determined, maybe the Sabres force it. If things aren't going great and you get closer to the trade deadline, then obviously the Sabres are going to need an answer on what an extension looks like at that stage.
What else? I mean, again, because it almost organically pops up every day, just a conversation about this team and the other teams that have three goalies. What do you think's happening there as far as, you know, if the first goalie domino falls, is it going to be one of these teams that has three goalies to help another team, or is it something else in your opinion?
Well, the something else might be if Nashville does something drastic. You know, again, we've always kind of heard the mutterings around Juuse Saros and whether or not Barry Trotz would consider something of that magnitude. And, you know, I guess the Nashville Predators and the predicament of Trotz is significant enough that he's got to consider just about everything. But, you know, let's just call it the way we see it here. There was one game on the docket last night. The Dallas Stars manhandled and humbled the Edmonton Oilers. That first period was a debacle, and it didn't get a whole lot better after that. And, you know, you can't pin it all on goaltending.
No, not at all. Not.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Not last night.
I agree. But every once in a while, your goaltender can make an above-average save and keep you in a game or in a period where otherwise you're just not. And so you find a way to reset in the intermission, you tighten up. So anyway, the goalie drama, which unfairly continues to swirl around Edmonton, is the reason why we continue to look at what the possibilities might look like around the league. The Montreal Canadiens, I mean, rewind 10, 15 games ago, start of the year, Dobish looked like he was easily going to be their number one. Sam Montembeau didn't look like he was ready for the start of the year. And now both those guys are a little sideways for the Montreal Canadiens. So is that a team that might dive into the market? You keep hearing Jordan Binnington's name linked to possibilities of trade. And the only reason I have an appetite for that is because we know the general manager here in Doug Armstrong in his history and his want to always send that message into the dressing room. There's virtually no untouchable. A decorated goalie like Binnington, could he get traded? Absolutely. We dragged Braden Schenn right to the trade deadline last year, the captain of the St. Louis Blues. That's what we do. And now you bring it back to Buffalo, right? And the Sabres have goalie depth. You know, I guess if you're Bowman in Edmonton or your Montreal, any team that might be looking for a goaltender, are you okay with it being a non-NHL goalie? And if you're not, okay, Buffalo still has those options available at the NHL level. But what I'm getting from the Sabres is no, we're not ready to go there yet. Mm-hmm. And no one is really calling because they know that the position of Kevin Adams is, I like the fact that we've got four goalies that we may have to rely on. And that includes Devin Levi. So
right.
We'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it plays out. But the sense of urgency, maybe if that dictates, so somebody calls Adams and says, hey, I'm willing to give you X, Y, and Z for UPL or just name the goalie. Mm-hmm. Well, that can get a dialogue turned into a trade negotiation pretty quickly, but it's not there yet.
Well, the Canucks could probably use a goalie as well because now Lankinen is on, a personal reason, and Demko is banged up and he signed an extension. But there's a lot of other things going on in Vancouver as well. So what is the plan for the Canucks? They could dip into the goalie market also, but I feel like they got bigger fish to fry over there.
Yeah. You know, Demko's not that far away. You know, they're playing youth on defense because of injury. You know, David Kampf is the second line center in Vancouver. I with all due respect, like, I think he's an NHL player. If he's your third line center, then he's playing above his ability. He's a fourth line center. He's a decent faceoff guy. He's a checking center. That's what he is. They're just so banged up in Vancouver. They don't really have a choice. And they're so inexperienced with what their options are that Patrick Alvin is literally continuing to hammer on doors across the league. So Buffalo is the center they want to trade to Vancouver. That's a team that will pay a premium, not just what was reported this week. And I was in the chorus. We know that management of the Canucks sent out the memo to all 31 general managers to say, hey, we are open for business. But they're open for business in the sense of the unrestricted free agents they'll have on July 1st. That's Evander Kane. That is Kiefer Sherwood. And Teddy Bluger, who's hurt right now, as forwards we're talking about. But those are the notable unrestricted free agents. They'd like to get a deal done. That's the MO of Jimmy Rutherford. If they don't, or if a younger player isn't offered, then they're happy to sit tight. But there is a sense of urgency just because of how they've had to deal with the adversity of injury in Vancouver.
Man, there are 15 games in the NHL tonight. Is there any other team that is really, like, for better or for worse here, capturing your attention, or you think going to be a sneaky newsmaker here in the next little bit?
Well, because of the attention, I would say the Calgary Flames, right? I mean, you know, Don Maloney does a couple of interviews and then takes it between the eyes from all corners as senior management of the Calgary Flames. So I don't know if Craig Conroy, the general manager, is putting out flyers. But, hey, you know, it's fair to question the direction of that team, where their position, the assets that they have. Are they going to embrace one of the R words, retool, renovate? They're not going to rebuild because of the pieces that they have. But what decisions are being made? And when you get post-Christmas, they've said all along they want to keep Nazem Kadri, who has term and contract, right? He does. Mm-hmm. But what if Nazem Kadri has a change of heart? He likes Calgary right now, but he wants to win. Mm-hmm. After Christmas, if he knows, if he can clearly see that Calgary isn't going to be a playoff contending team, maybe he goes, hey, if you feel you can get something for me, here's a couple of teams that I'd be interested in going to, and you go from there. So that has our attention.
Gregs, thank you. Enjoy Thursday.
All right. I plan on it. Happy holidays to everybody.
All right. There he is. Darren Dreger, our hockey insider from TSN. Is there a young Sabres fan in your life who would enjoy exclusive ticket offers, fun gifts, and special event invites? Sign them up for the Sabres Kids Club today. Visit sabres.com/kidsclub to join in on all the fun this season. Lots to get to as we roll on here on Sabres Live. Are you familiar with Primanti's? We'll see how the poll's going next.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.